I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Many of you asking if we're going to cover the 3-0 Wizards. Boys and girls, fear not. Fret you shallant. Shallant?
Shallant?
Shallant.
That's, sounds like an obscure kind of like seafood comes out of a conch type shell.
How about this? Fret you shallant. How about that?
Shout. Robin shout.
Shout. Fret you shallant. We will do that in moments on the Beltway Blitz, but first, let's talk football. Chris Russell, you know him as Slash on this program. You know him the Rooster after 2 o'clock, joining us on the Fan. Russell, I'm over Terrell Pryor. I'm just so busy being correct. Get him off the field. Will they?
Well, they did last night.
I mean completely. I want him deactivated. I want Maurice Harris in his long ponytail playing.
I want him as active as you on game day, Russell.
Yeah, Grant, you know I love you, but they're not going to deactivate him. At least I don't think so right now. I mean, I do think you make an argument for Maurice Harris, who was obviously banged up all of training camp. We know how Jay is about practice. We know all about that. I don't think Maurice Harris is some kind of savior or anything, just like Mac Brown is not some kind of savior or anything. Can you see a role? Absolutely. Will you continue to see more of Doxson at the X with Crowder at the Z and Ryan Grant and the three wide receiver packages and however they kind of permutate that as we did throughout the first half and into the third quarter last night? Absolutely. I'll just give you a number. Coming into last night, Terrell Pryor had played 81.2% of the team's offensive snaps. And last night, I think he played, what, 18 or whatever it was? I mean, it was maybe it was actually a little bit higher than that. Look, the bottom line is they know he's still developing. They know he's struggling. They know it's mental. The kid didn't play wide receiver until 2.5 years ago. So now they're stuck kind of trying to evaluate him for the rest of the year.
Remember when he got really mad at you and you asked him about still developing as a receiver?
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite story ever.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I couldn't believe it then. I'm looking for the audio now. I may have blown it out, but I couldn't. I mean, I was almost, you know, like of all the ridiculous things I say, that was about as ridiculous as I've ever had said to me.
Christopopoulos, my objection is this. Like, much like ESPN, they booked a Barstool show, and then Barstool showed up, and they got really offended by it and decided to cancel it, which is
outrageous. That worked well.
And I wish we could spend more time on that today, but the Redskins lost. Yeah. It seemed like everyone knows that Philadelphia doesn't blitz early, but then they do on third down. When it's short yardage, when it's a big down, here they come. The Redskins seemed kind of ill-prepared to deal with that. I'm wondering why that is.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they were ill-prepared as opposed to just out-executed. I mean, it's easy to say ill-prepared. I have a hard time thinking that Bill Callahan, as good as that guy is, didn't know what was coming based on all the tendencies and film study and everything. I think you have a couple of problems. One, we all know Trent Williams is playing on one really hurt leg, and he might not play again the rest of the year. I know Sheriff got hurt later in the game, but Morgan Moses hasn't been 100% right. Spencer Long got banged up. Sean Lavau is what he is. So, I mean, I think it's just a matter of being out manhandled. Now, how do you answer that? Well, here's one way you answer it is receivers have to turn around and look when they recognize a 7-man blitz front, whether they are going to drop guys out or not. And just a couple of times, and I know Brian Baldinger broke this down slowly from NFL Films this morning on one thing that I put up on my Twitter, is you have Kirk Cousins getting hit and throwing the football on a 3rd and 2, and no receiver, 4 guys have their back turns to him. They have to get better at this sight adjust stuff and figuring out a way when teams are going to unload to have everybody on the same page.
Is their defense in trouble, or are they just injury riddled and they'll get better when they get healthy?
Well, I think they're injury riddled, but I mean, to say that they're not in trouble is, I think, a little bit wishful thinking. Three drives in a row, mid-second quarter from about the 4-minute-ish mark, maybe 5-minute-ish mark of the second quarter remaining into the third quarter, 3 drives in a row. They gave up 240 yards in about 9.5 minutes of clock possession time. And 3 touchdowns, 21 points. You just simply can't have that. I know it's injury. I understand it, but you just have to make a play. You have to get the Dunbar turnover in one of those sequences, and they seem to just always fall short, whether it's a big third down stop against Corey Clement on a weird ruling challenge, non-challenge, whether it's the Carson Wentz magic Houdini act escaping, which always seems to happen to the Redskins. Somebody somewhere has to make a big play. And last night, those three drives in a row, plus another drive on the Aguilar touchdown that I just mentioned in the second half, just simply nowhere near good enough.
Russell, was it more of what the Redskins weren't doing on offense and what the Eagles did do in terms of adjustments? Because early on in games, they've scored on their first drives. Yep. And early on, at the end of the first quarter, they've got huge yardage totals. Of course, yep. Not that many points that we were used to seeing. That's four straight weeks. Then it seems like people are adjusting to them. What's the kind of, well, I guess what's going on there? Give me that dynamic where the Redskins don't have any other answers, or what is it?
Well, I mean, the Junkies asked me about this last night on their pregame show, and then I heard Kirk with you guys talk about the first 15. And I think that's a huge part of why they have success. If you look on that first drive, Rob Kelly was just nailing people, just bouncing off of people, 4 or 5, and then they bog down on a couple of incompletes, and then they have to kick the field goal. And as teams make adjustments, and as they crank up the pressure, and as they give Kirk Cousins and the Redskins offensive line different looks and more creative twists, that's where the Redskins are struggling, I think. And that's where the lack of a great running game, and I know we've debated this from now until kingdom come, but that's where the lack of a dynamic run game, no matter whose fault it is, hurts the Redskins. Because when teams counter, I don't think they have the counter to counter the team's counter, if that makes sense. And I know that's a lot of counters, but my point is if you have a dynamic running back, if you have a special running back, you can still run your offense and then work on some of the adjustments that you're getting from the opposing defense. And I don't think the Redskins have that. Well, as a matter of fact, they don't have that. It's not that I don't think they don't have that.
Chris Russell on the Redskins. Thanks, buddy. Let's talk hoops. Chase Hughes covers the Wiz for NBC Sports Washington. They're 3-0 while we were watching the Redskins last night. They won in Denver. How'd they do it?
Yeah, this was another win where the Wizards didn't play their best basketball. John Wall and Bradley Beal both afterwards would – I know Beal said he didn't think he played well. John shot 3 of 13, but they were still able to win this game because they made the right plays in the fourth quarter. And, you know, when the game got really close, I'm sure you've seen today, the Nuggets made a really, really stupid mistake. There were 32 seconds left, and they had just cut the game to 2 points. And Nikola Jokic, who's a fantastic young player – bumped Scott Brooks, the Wizards head coach. He shoulder bumped him as he was walking to the bench, and that earned him a technical. So the Wizards knocked down that free throw. Bradley Beal hit a subsequent layup, and that basically sealed the win. So that was really the talk postgame. Was this intentional or not? Whether it was or not, it was a bizarre moment, and the Wizards were able to capitalize on it and move to 3-0 and get off to a really good start on this Western Conference road trip.
Chaser, I've been really impressed with Kelly Oubre. I mean, the offensive overall game, it's still not quite there. He didn't really like to go right, even though I heard how much he worked on it. But he guarded point guards last night. He guarded power forwards last night. He's done a little bit of everything for this Wizards team. I don't want to say they haven't missed a beat without Markieff Morris, because obviously the depth is the issue, which we'll get to in a second. But he's been pretty impressive here through three games.
Yeah, it's not just Markieff Morris. At this point, they're missing their top two power forwards. So he's been inserted into the starting lineup and has had to take on a pretty heavy load. And you can tell that he's ready for a larger role on this team. He's gotten a lot better rebounding. You know, Scott Brooks has already mentioned that. He's definitely more confident dribbling the ball. You mentioned his right hand. That's something he hasn't been able to go to consistently throughout his career. But now you're seeing him kind of grow in that regard. And I think he's just becoming a smarter player. At 21 years old, you know, we've seen him make quite a few mistakes in his first three seasons. But now I think he's really playing within himself. And rebounding is a key, because if you're missing those two power forwards, you need him to grab some boards. And then the defensive versatility is very, very unique. You mentioned him being able to guard point guards. That's a legit thing, and there's not very many guys his size that can keep up with the point guards in this league, especially in this day and age. And he's proven to be a guy who can guard pretty much any position, 1 through 4.
Chase, on the other side, though, the bench right now, a -10.4 net rating. It's 6th worst in the NBA. My early reads on Tim Frazier and Mike Scott are, nope, not terribly interested in what they've got to offer at this stage. Is it still early? How much turnaround is possible?
Yeah, I would just say it's still early, because the power forward situation has definitely made all the rotations not accurate to what they would be if this team was healthy. I think it's been a little bit tough for Scott Brooks to manage. Meeks hasn't made the impact that I thought he would so far, but I think he'll be fine as long as he stays healthy. The other night he had 14 points in 19 minutes. If he can have that type of spark off the bench, he'll be fine. Tim Frazier hadn't scored until last night, and actually early in the game definitely changed the momentum in the first half. Hit a huge three to at the buzzer the first quarter, ended up with 10 points and made an impact in the game really for the first time this season. Jan Mihimi's had a slow start to the year, and Mike Scott is, you know, hasn't really had that big of an opportunity or made that big of an impact. I think Kelly Oubre, once he gets back to that bench, you'll see that second unit be a little bit better because he's probably projected to be the best player on their bench. So it's still early, but I think there are some valid concerns, maybe particularly about Jan Mihimi and his start to the season. And last night he had a bit of an injury scare, but it appears like he'll be fine.
Chase, thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
See you, pal.
The latest on the Wizards, that is your Beltway Blitz. Next on Grant and Danny, let's get into the wide receiver position. Josh Doctson got a start. How did he do? Les Terrell Pryor, what did he say about it after the game? You're listening to The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.